Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, the left side, the anti-gun side, they've repeatedly told us, and they repeatedly tell us, and we know this because they want universal background checks, and we know there needs to be a registry behind that in order for that to work. But they want to benignly, mind you, register our guns. They don't want to take them. That's what they'll tell. They tell us this. They don't want to take them. They just want to know where they are. History, both recent and in the past, shows that is never true. The Ottoman Turks did it in association with their 1915 genocide of the Armenians, which was the first of the great genocides of the 20th century. The Nazi Holocaust was preceded by the passage of a registration law under the Weimar Republic, then confiscation by the Nazis. In Buffalo, New York, New York has a registry. In Buffalo, New York, the Buffalo, New York Police Department has announced they will begin to confiscate pistols from the families of deceased pistol license holders. New York law authorizes police departments to do this, and like all bad laws, New Yorkers are stuck with it until it's either rescinded through legislation or declared unconstitutional by a court. In review, the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights states, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Their probable cause in this case will be that somebody died, and they'll have a list to cross-reference, and they'll be combing the obituaries and cross-checking it against pistol permit registries. The seizure of these effects, in this case firearms, is certainly very unreasonable, considering the two amendments earlier. The Second Amendment is something that shall not be infringed. New Yorkers have a very long uphill battle with this. This and the so-called SAFE Act. Till they get this law nullified, this official confiscatory mindset may spread, and they're trying to spread it. All the while, widows and children who are dealing with the grief of tremendous personal loss. Con men are circling out there if there's any sort of life insurance settlement, inheritance, anything like that. Now they're going to have to deal with the police circling them like vultures and demanding property that is not their own. The police are going to demand property that belongs to the family, and they're going to try to take it. On the other coast, Washington State gun owners have had their rights bought via I-594. Now that they've won that one, they've gotten enough petition signatures to get a similar initiative on the ballot in Nevada. This whole scheme is written to entrap good people into breaking the law by criminalizing otherwise benign behavior, such as loaning a gun to a friend. In California, California, if you come down on domestic violence, they have a gun confiscation squad, which they check that against their registry. And then they show up and they take every gun in the house. Constructive possession is not allowed in California. That means somebody besides you owns guns in the house. We're nowhere near done. The fight has only just begun. They have a lot of imagination. When we hit them and knock them back a few steps, they start circling. The status quo is not the place to stand now. Repeal of gun laws, elimination of so-called gun-free zones, advancement of constitutional carry. That has to be pushed at every opportunity. Today's the 17th. On the 15th of December, it was Bill of Rights Day. If you haven't already done it because of Bill of Rights Day, which I didn't mention yesterday, or the day before, because I got swept up in other things, remember them. Read them. Remind your legislators and newspaper editors. These are not a smorgasbord or a salad bar that they get to go and pick out each individual one they want to like, and the ones they don't like, well, they're just going to legislate against it. That is supposed to be set aside. They're not supposed to touch it. They are a package deal for all of us, all races, both genders, all Americans. There is nothing benign about a gun registry. A gun registry is like the first movement in a symphony that's going to have crashing crescendos and dramatic lifting music. The registry is what precedes all of that. A nationwide registry, if one were imposed, if that would be a call to me. That would be a call to me. First, I would defy it. I'd try to figure out how to fight this peacefully. And then, if there is no means to do so, then I do have another option, as we all do. Just something for you to take in consideration since Bill of Rights Day just passed us by. They're coming. They're sitting around right now. Right now in the Senate, there are certain senators, including my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, that want to have the filibuster put back in. So the Democrats can continue to stymie the will of the people. I apologize for not doing more to keep people like Graham out of office. I did everything I could, and I fell very far short. And I knew exactly what was happening here, and it's the same thing that's happening in D.C. The status quo is the way they want to go. The status quo is the way they want to go. They just confirmed Vivek Murthy, who promised the Senate that he was not going to pursue gun control, but we'll see. Just because he told them that, I don't expect him to be an honorable man. This is an activist. He has a DR in front of his name and MD after it. But this is a guy that's 37 years old that spent the majority of his time being an activist. He's never set up a shingle anywhere. He's never had a practice. He's never been a specialist. He's just an activist, 37 years old. So... It's not over. It's never going to be over. And that's okay. That's okay. I'm always looking for something to fight. I'm one of those gun nuts. I'm just one of those gun nuts, one of those Second Amendment extremists. That all that freedom extremism. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and but there was no visit to a gun dealer involved. There are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, even before this Sydney siege was done, there were a lot of people predicting that the Australian anti-gunners would find a way to use the attack as an anti-gun talking point. And let's take that into consideration. I live in a state where I think there's approaching 300,000 concealed carry permits out of 4 million residents. So on any given day, and let's go back to 200,000. So I'm thinking there's a 1 in 20 chance that if you're in a room with 20 people, that there's a gun in there with you in South Carolina. Now, if I were in... This is what I know about people that do this kind of thing. Very few of these guys get taken alive. They do not get taken alive. So if that happens in front of me, as soon as he's not paying attention to me, I'm going to cap him. Somebody comes in with a shotgun, an AR, a handgun, an axe, anything, and they're trying to take hostages, and they are trying to get every way from the exit and everything else. As soon as I have a clear shot, I'm going to cap him, because these things never, you know, making them long and drawn out, 16 hours, 5 days, whatever it does, they all end up the same way. Now, no matter what nation you're in, no matter what your persuasion is as far as gun rights are concerned, I don't think there's anybody in their right mind who wants to be unarmed in a cafe when there's a bad guy strolling around with a shotgun, when he's a jihadi, or whether or not he's a jihadi, whether he's on a suicide mission or not. And, you know, the only thing that stops one of these guys when they introduce a gun into regular society is for a second gun to show up aimed at them. A lot of times, I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a pretty good percentage. A lot of times when they see that second gun, they top themselves with their own gun. But the fact of the matter is this. If there is a lethal threat out there, the sooner somebody eliminates this threat, the better it is for everybody there. And the more armed someone's there in any location, the less likely an attack will occur and the faster its resolution. And, of course, like all anti-gunners, the Australian antis don't see this. This is Jim Jefferies' response to this. Jim Jefferies is an Australian comedian. Currently out of Los Angeles, and this is what he wrote on Facebook. Many people are writing to me rejoicing that there's a hostage situation in Sydney, that they are somehow happy that it's not in America, and it will in some way prove that them having guns is a good thing. There will always be guns in every country. What I joke about is gun control. Let's look at the facts. Some religious nut goes into a cafe in Sydney and holds some people hostage with a shotgun, which is legal to own in Australia if you are a farmer. I don't know what the end result of the standoff will be, but I do know this. He will only shoot that shotgun once before the police will be in there. This is a weak terrorist at best. If this happened in the USA, the guy could have a semi-automatic weapon and handgun that could easily kill many people in a short period of time. It seems to me that gun control in Australia is working better than ever. I very seriously doubt that anybody wrote to him rejoicing that there was a hostage situation in Sydney. And the fact that Manharan Monis didn't have a semi-automatic rifle or handgun doesn't mean that Australian gun control minimized the attack by making it harder for him to obtain something like that. He could have obtained these weapons if he wanted to, even in Australia. According to TheGuardian.com, the Australian Crime Commission conducted an investigation into illegal firearms in 2012 and has presented some of the unclassified findings in its submission to the Senate inquiry. They estimated that there were 250,000 rifles and shotguns and 10,000 handguns in the illicit market in 2012. That's out of a nation of 23 million people. Now, that's not going to go very far, but it's enough for people that want to hurt people. In crime, in a terrorist act, is plenty. And this belief that an attacker armed with just a shotgun doesn't pose a threat of mass casualties, I've got one three-word phrase, And another three-word phrase. Washington Naval Yard, Aurora Movie Theater. Spree killer Aaron Alexis murdered 12 people with a shotgun and injured three others. James Holmes opened up with a shotgun and probably killed 8 of his 12 victims with his opening salvo of those up-close shots with a shotgun. That is undeniable. Australia's gun control laws have disarmed the general populace. The nation founded by convicts is now solidly, perhaps even rabidly, anti-gun. Philip Alpers, a professor at the Sydney University School of Public Health, said that this whole thing is not likely to change. Said most Australians would still agree with Howard, the conservative former prime minister who instituted the laws. There's only a handful of Australians who might suggest having more guns inside the cafe would have made the situation less dangerous. He'd be howled down and become a laughingstock across the country. Proverbs has a reply to that. If a wise man has an argument with a fool, the fool only rages and laughs, and there is no quiet. That's the old argument that another gun, everybody would be killed in the crossfire. I don't know a single person that carries a gun that I know about that is going to get out there and start spraying, trying to hit a bad guy. I don't know one. Not one. And these yahoos are out here talking this, you know, they talk about stuff they don't know. They talk about stuff they don't know. If that call is for me, their shotgun, how about getting them to hold through the break, if you would, please, sir? But that was coming out of Australia. This thing wasn't even done yet. It wasn't even done. But if you ever find yourself in a situation like that and you are armed, you're not going to you're not going to be able to talk them down with your words. Save yourself the time. Be economic about it. Cap them. And just be done with it. Don't worry about being a hero. Don't worry about looking like Sonny Crockett. Don't worry about any of that stuff. Save yourself. Save your fellow man. A lot of those people that were in that cafe, they need therapy now. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I referenced Vivek Murthy, the now confirmed Surgeon General of the United States, and that vote was 51-43. And a Republican was what was the 51st vote. Republican Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois cast the 51st and only Republican vote that confirmed the rabidly Vivek Murthy as the next U.S. Surgeon General. He was opposed by Democrats Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, and Joe Manchin of West Virginia opposed him. I don't know how that could be, because I'm not really even sure what the majority is right now as far as the who has the most, what the numbers are between Democrats and Republicans. But it certainly is interesting that a Republican put him over the top. We'll put him on hold there when you get a chance there, Shotgun. We'll get to him. I didn't like Vivek Murthy because he is, he's not qualified for the job. One, he's a political activist for another. But let's go to the phones. PW in Central Indiana. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill Frady.
Good morning.
I'm getting my Frady fix this morning.
What can I do for you?
Well, I had a relative that works in Sydney.
Okay.
And he's been to that cafe. And he works about a block and a half from there. And about 2 months ago when they had the 25 people they arrested.
Right. The ones that were going to go around and lop off heads of people just walking around, just being Australians.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A couple days before they did that, they raised their threat level to orange. And I happened to be talking to him, and I said, what's that all about? And he said, I don't know. I said, well, you might want to tune up a little bit. So 2 days later, I called him back. He said, oh, wow, man, there was cops all over the place. They were just tearing it up. So he's kind of a skinny jeans wearing, the government will take care of me no matter what, yada, 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 and by the way, guns are bad. So I said, well, next time you come back to the States, let's talk about that. He came back, we went out shooting, and you can see that it's the first time he'd ever shot, and okay, guns weren't quite so bad then. But, you know, I'm saying, if you, especially Sydney seems to be a hot spot for a lot of this stuff going off. I don't, you know, I don't get it.
Well, Sydney's got, Sydney is a big city, a big population hub. Terrorists like to hit in big population hubs. They've got that.
Of defenseless people.
Yes, 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 of defenseless people. And, you know, they do a lot of filming there. There's a lot of things happening there. They've got that iconic opera house right there on the water. So everybody knows Sydney. Everybody's aware of Sydney and how nice it is in Sydney and everything else. So why not get a little splash of publicity by cutting off a few heads or taking over the Lindt Chocolate Cafe?
Yeah, well, they said the opera house when it first broke, and I didn't really connect. But after I saw the picture, then it was, oh, yeah, you know, that opera house. So it was kind of interesting. But I guess what I was, you know, you kind of get a little closer to that stuff when it's that close. But I guess earlier you were talking about, you know, the things that had changed with people getting elected and the Bill of Rights being neglected, et cetera, and not feeling like you've done enough. And I'm kind of in that same boat, and I've been active, but not nearly as active as you need to be. So I guess what I was going to suggest, you know, is there a possibility when you're talking about all these statistics and all this good stuff that are good talking points, if you don't write them down right at the time, you kind of forget after all of them that have been collected.
Right.
Would it be something on your website that might be able to be a list of...
We are working on trying to get something to transcribe certain parts of the show that we feel are poignant. Now, you know, that's going to be something that I would pick out that I would say, I think that was poignant. But it might not be what you think was poignant. But, I mean, my website is Lock and Load Radio. You can email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I save all of my show prep. If there's something that I reference that you want more information on, email me and I will shoot it your way. Until I get this transcribing thing going.
Right. Well, the transcribing is going to be kind of a wordy paragraph kind of section. Is that what I'm gathering?
Well, I'm going to delete all of the uhs and all of the cliches that I throw in there as I'm stringing my sentence together, but. You know.
Well, my suggestion is kind of a bullet point, one-page list of statistics that somebody can just put in their pocket and just pat around. And if somebody wants to talk, then you can start whipping it out and just go down the list.
You want me to put you together a lock and load cheat sheet, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that idea. I will work on that, PW.
I think
that wouldn't be that hard to do. The only thing, if I post it on the website, as I'll just have to keep reposting it because as I post other stuff on the website, I've got a new website coming up. The old website is going to fall by the wayside. When the new website comes up, I'll have to figure out a way to put that front and center to where it just stays there the whole time.
Right. Well,
make it downloadable.
Yeah. you know, I realize that all that updating, posting, and all the extra peripherals that go along with the show are very time consuming. So it's got to be slick, quick, and whatever. But yeah, if you had a way to just, as you had a new statistic, throw it on the bottom of the list and rock and roll.
There you go. There you
well,
go.
Well, sir, I won't take up any more, but I'm looking for ideas on how to get traction on advancing the cause in a bigger than life way. We got all these guys talking around in common sense, quiet circles about how things aren't right, but the guys that are getting the press and the guys that are getting the signatures are the ones that are on the rooftops on social media going saying all this stupid stuff, but they're the ones that are getting listened to a lot more in terms of numbers.
Well, what you have to remember is the ones that you're talking about that are the quiet, reasonable ones, they can be louder, but they're apathetic. They're apathetic. This doesn't need to be whispered. So the biggest thing you can do is not get discouraged by it. Just truck on.
Well, that's where I get my fix from. See, that gives me the, regroup and rock and roll and let's get back on it.
Exactly. Never losing the battle. We're just pulling back, doing a center peel, coming back, regrouping, because we got some gluteus maximus to go kick.
Well, I feel the pressure of things coming quicker and faster, i.e. the information the other day you were talking about the UN treaty going into effect on the 24th of December. You know, that's been kind of laying pretty quiet since then. And as far as, that was my other idea was...
I tell you what, can you hold on through the break and we'll fully explore that other idea?
I can.
Well, you just hang on through the break and we'll let that get out in the open too. Hang on for me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. That's the thing. Never get discouraged. When you got facts and you're right, God's on your side, don't get discouraged. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Back to the phones, PW in Central Indiana. Yes, sir. You had an idea about the arms trade treaty.
I guess I was going along the idea of the bullet points for the statistics. I was thinking about a similar kind of page for things like the Idaho ballot thing that people might want to work on, the arms treaty thing that people might want to work on. So if you had any kind of help for those who want to get activated to do and call and see and whatever, maybe a short paragraph that were bullet point type things that on a different page were current points of interest that people could pick up and begin to have in front of them as a working tool.
Yeah, I like all of these ideas. I like the idea of the cheat sheet. But here's what I'll say about the Arms Trade Treaty and anything else, okay? Like in Nevada, they got enough signatures to push forward a I-594 type scheme into Nevada. They're headed for Arizona next.
Right.
Even though there were irregularities in Nevada. The thing about all this stuff is they can't get anything we don't give them. Now, there's a couple of things that go along with that. They are trying to, you know, any state that has an economic boom like Texas, they want to turn blue. Because a lot of people from the Northeast move to Texas for the economic opportunity, and they bring their attitude with them. Now, I expect your state to start being invaded soon because Pence, since he's been governor, he has rolled back your corporate tax. He's rolled back your income tax. He's creating jobs, and I expect that to be a place where they're going to try to roll in there and turn that blue. So all of this stuff, it's not inevitable, but it just requires, see, you're diligent, you're vigilant, you're watching. It requires more people to be watching. And as things happen, like I hope they push I-594 in Washington State. I hope somebody gets arrested. I hope a whole busload of them get arrested just for, hey, look at this gun. I want to see the blowback to them because, you know, not paying attention, there's consequences that go with that. And then we'll start to see things percolate like they are in Connecticut and in New York. But I like the idea of the cheat sheet, though. I do like the idea of the cheat sheet.
Well, now, the, like the Washington thing, people are going to start getting arrested, as I mentioned earlier. Those things, for the people that don't pay attention, and you pay the price. And afterwards, then it takes a lot more time, money, and effort, and a lot slower to do that than it is to stop in the beginning. So the idea of trying to get ahead of things a few more times, with being aware of them beforehand, because the people that voted for Washington State were all about 10-second soundbite, feel-good stuff, and yeah, and then there you go. So I just...
A lot of money dumped into the PR campaign. And whoever decided to name the pro-gun, which I say that loosely, the pro-gun initiative, I-591, I'm just wondering, here in South Carolina, when, gosh, what's that guy's name? Well, it's the senator who was there before, Scott, I can't remember his name. He was up for re-election, and this guy named Al Green decides to run against him. Now, Al Green used to be a big soul singer, and now he's a reverend. But this Al Green in South Carolina was just, he was almost a void. He had enough money to file for the, to get on the ballot, and he got on the ballot, and he got 400-some-odd thousand votes.
Wow.
And because nobody was paying attention. They saw a name. They saw Al Green.
Well,
and they voted for him.
State line voters, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, they voted for him. He was a Democrat. He was a black man, former, you know, military veteran, all this other stuff. When you spoke to him, well, you know, it seemed sort of like, okay, you're the Democratic nominee. A guy running for it that spent $200,000 came in second to him. This guy didn't spend a dime. And it's just because of that name, Al Green. So when they were looking at 594, 591, there might have been some confusion there, but they were out there saying, this will prevent crime, this will prevent this will prevent that. And it didn't prevent crime. It created new crime where there was no crime.
Well, I'm not as knowledgeable as most people in the gun world, but I kind of got a sense that it lost some traction with the confusion over Mr. Gottlieb's interest and or whatever lack of in those situations on the 594, 591 thing. And,
Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation, they went all in on it, okay?
Did they?
They did. Except while they're doing that, and Washington State is their backyard, you know. I mean, Alan Gottlieb owns two radio stations in Washington State. So, I mean, he's got outlets. But while that was all happening, everybody was going, where's the NRA? Like, the Second Amendment Foundation wasn't even there. Because most of what they do is lawsuits. They do that very well. They do that very well. If my old boss Pratt had rolled in there, he would have created a little bit of a media frenzy, because Pratt shames the NRA into doing things.
Well, that goes back to the fundamental theory that Mr. Gottlieb makes his living with the back end of things, and that's, you know, that has to be done. But
every time he takes a foray into trying to be legislative, he really messes it up. He was involved in he got involved with Schumer. When Schumer was wanting his, before it went to Manchin to me, when it was Schumer's bill, he got involved with Schumer. He got some really good pro-gun caveats put in there that they were never going to vote on as part of that bill for universal background checks. He tried to sell it to Pratt. He tried to sell it to LaPierre. He tried to sell it to all these people. With I-591 recognized at the time that they would go along with a federal universal background check. They said that would be okay, but not state. That's essentially what 591 was. And Gottlieb wrote it.
Well, the federal check wouldn't be like a registry then?
It would absolutely be like a registry. The Department of Justice put that out. The universal background check can't work without a gun registry, so we know who's got what guns. And so if man A sells it to man B, then we know where it came from.
Right.
Who had this gun before man B got it. So, yes, it goes right along with it. And Gottlieb's been taking some lumps over that. So he needs to put Alan Gura out front and let him go sue everybody and win the day, and he just needs to sit back and be Alan Gottlieb.
Well, you know, he definitely has an impact, and when it doesn't work out, then obviously he catches a brunt of a lot of the storm for things not working out. But
when you try to appease these people, there is no appeasement.
No, there isn't. Take no prisoners.
If you give
not, so why should we?
If you give them an ounce, they want a metric ton. So the thing is, don't give them any ounces.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway.
Well,
PW, thank you for your call. I'm going to make a cheat sheet.
That'd be great. I will be checking it out after things settle in and whatever happens with websites. And good luck, and thank you for your hard work.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Stay safe.
Bye now.
Yeah, that whole... It's a shell game, folks. Gun control is a shell game. It is aimed at the uninitiated and the ones that don't know anything. Who in their right mind, if somebody comes to you and says, if we do this, we can prevent crime, who's going to say no to that? But if you know the stats, and if you understand history, and if you realize, well, doesn't really matter what laws you put in front of a criminal, he's going to break it too. One more is not going to make a difference. Then that begins to make a difference. But if you don't have that mindset, if somebody comes to you and they're just trying to sell you a bill of goods and you are open, they're going to fall. They're going to fall. We'll be right back. Rolling in. And headed for the second hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.